be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
Through Time and the Stars, written by Jai Kobayashi Goma and Megan Darg. Produced by Be Here. Episode 7. Dungeon. The Black Hole of Terabek. Nekbara. Day. Max, Daisy, Alice, and Trent are huddled together in one corner of the grim, damp dungeon. The other prisoners prefer the shadows to being exposed in the one sickly patch of almost light at the jagged metal gate. The crew are looking drawn, despondent. Alice is crying in silence, hoping nobody will notice. Well, nobody but Trent, perhaps. She leans slightly closer to him, but he barely registers her presence. He appears to be lost in thought, totally and utterly lost.
Are you okay?
I'm all right. I gotta say, I'm right famished, though. Don't suppose I'd smoke up a kipper for a girl, would they?
I'm not sure what a kipper is, or why you'd blow smoke up it, but no. I think when breakfast comes, it'll be slop on the walls like last night.
You want to know what I was thinking last night?
What's that?
I was thinking, maybe all this is a dream. Like, when that old geezer spooked me. I fell and cracked me noggin, and I'm really just lying on the floor. And the old codger's trying to wake me up, and Maisie's there holding my hand saying, "Wake up, sis, it's Christmas Day!" But that's not right, is it? I couldn't be dreaming all this. I'm not really much of a thinker, so I doubt my head could just make up some of the creepy, crawly things I saw coming out of the shadows while we were trying to sleep. And I'm sure I wouldn't want to wake up to the smell of that stuff they threw at us.
That was food, Daisy.
Food? My eye and our Ada! When I was a tyke, we used to fetch up on occasion round about Billingsgate, and what a stench that was. But I ain't never smelled nothing half as rank as last night's slop.
Daisy, I mean this in the best possible way, but sometimes I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
See? If this was a dream, you'd understand me. Why would I dream stuff that even my dream didn't understand? That's how I know all this is real. Being shut in here and all. And I'll never get to see Maisie again.
Daisy begins to sob. And Max puts an arm around her to comfort her.
We'll be okay, Daisy, somehow. A promise.
Promise?
Promise.
Okay. I wonder how Dave's doing.
Yeah, it can't be easy for him either. Part man, part ship.
Time ship?
Part time ship. And stuck out there all alone, not knowing if we'll ever get back to him.
Poor Dave.
Poor Dave.
Timeship, H2, G2, Command Center. Isolated spot, Nekbara. Dave, however, is not having such a bad time. Instead, he's exploring his newfound self, playing some old rock and roll, while dancing by opening and closing doors, spraying jets of steam, flashing lights, and otherwise, having a great time. Head Jailer's Office, the Black Hole of Terabek, Nekbara, Day. The Head Jailer's Office is almost indistinguishable from most of the dungeons, except for the fact that it contains a desk and several chairs, and there's a little less slop dripping down the walls. Nekbarans are not known for their attention to cleanliness or general hygiene. That being said, they do on occasion employ a cleaner of sorts to remove the worst of the filth from the grimy stone. Their current cleaner is whistling as she mops the floor. The head jailer and a sour-faced guard watch her as she works.
I hate my nymphs.
Me too.
My old mum used to say, never trust a blue face.
Wise words. Your mum knew what she was talking about.
She did. She also didn't trust Akadax, or Mellibax, or Scrines.
Too right. Scrine filth.
Head jailer spits on the floor. The guard follows suit.
Oi, Menemph scum. Clean this mess up.
Menemph scum.
Laika drags her bucket across the room and begins to mop up the spittle with the fetid mop.
Sure thing, boss. Born to clean up your dribble. Nothing would give me greater pleasure than to mop your bodily secretions from that...
Shut up, my nymph scum! He told you to mop, not talk.
Good one.
Thanks.
They sit in silence, watching Laika mop the floor.
She never liked Nackerblacks, neither.
Never liked them myself. Dirty little creatures, Nackerblacks. What in the jacks is that noise?
Gum.
There are sounds of a commotion in the tunnels with raised voices. The sounds of fists slamming into flesh and occasional yelps of pain. Rising in intensity as the creators of the noise draw closer. The head jailer and the guard pull themselves up from their seats and stamp their way to the corridor to investigate. Laika keeps mopping, edging her way closer to the head jailer's desk. As the noises get louder, two guards appear, making their way through the dungeon-lined tunnels to the office of the head jailer. Between them, they are dragging the protesting, bruised figure of Trent.
You absolute rotters! I told you I wanted to come and see your boss. There is absolutely no need to drag me, and certainly no...
The guard punches Trent in the ribs. The trio arrive at the gate to the head jailer's office and dump Trent on the floor.
He wanted to see you.
He really wanted to see you.
Yeah. We told him you'd be busy, but he kept going on and on and on and on.
He wouldn't shut up.
No. He was just like, I want to see your manager.
Take me to your leader.
I shouldn't be here.
Stop hitting me.
Why are you still hitting me?
Somebody please help me.
The guards chuckle, pleased with themselves. Meanwhile, Laika is going through the desk drawers.
And you are? I'm Trent Montgomery.
We brought him and his friends in yesterday. They're not traitors.
Not traitors? Why in the jacks would you come anywhere near Neckbar if you weren't a traitor? What did they get?
Yeah, they got Judge Ressusneck.
Now that's funny. That made my morning. They got the full tally.
They did.
Oh, and that's just too funny. Just for that. Ollie, you out? What can I do for you, convict?
Trent.
What?
Trent stands up, battered and bruised.
My name is Trent, and I want to go home.
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen.
But I need to go. I don't belong here.
Well, you should have thought about that before you came here.
Yeah, you know what they say. If you can't do the time, don't come to Neck Barrow without a trading license.
Good one.
Thanks.
But I never wanted to come here in the first place. It's all that noisy young woman's fault. Her and her stupid time machine.
Trent realizes he may have said more than he intended. In the background, Laika silently slips away.
Oh, what?
Well, not... Well, I mean, she...
Did he just say time machine?
I think he did, boss. He did. I heard him.
He said, something, something, lubby time machine.
The head jailer moves closer to Trent until they're face to face.
Tell me more about this time machine.
Be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.